Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 and 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting right there, you know what's about to happen. We got another great expert coming our way. But this expert is a VIP expert. He's been here before. He's going to talk to us about some amazing things over the next 3 months. But today, we're going to talk about karma. Well, really, he's going to talk about karma is a, we'll fill that in later. Sit right there. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, we're going to talk with our good buddy, John Suzuki. He's our finding better expert. We're going to talk about what that means. And right now we're going to talk about karma. Hey, John, are you out there?
Hey, Tego, how are you? Great to see you.
You too. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing amazing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, you know, I have to be 1000% transparent. It's what I do. So I'm just going to tell everybody, we've been trying to do these interviews for like 4 months.
And life happens.
And mainly to me. Yeah. And I want to thank you so much for hanging in there with us. And,
my pleasure.
And just sticking around because, you know, you're our Finding Better expert, which I have to thank you so much for starting that podcast, Finding Better.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We just launched it and it's so much fun because it's all about sharing experiences of people who have been there, done that, and finding better in their lives. And, you know, they say that the greatest form of flattery or plagiarism is the greatest form of flattery. So the idea is, you know, sharing our experiences so that people can apply them as they wish to their own lives. So it's pretty fun.
That's kind of a great segue into, you know, our conversation today, because you were sharing a little bit of a story about karma with me. And, you know, the old saying, karma is a... Yeah, they're filling that in somewhere. There's somebody's kid watching, so I'm not filling it in. Tell me about karma. Why do you say that? What happened? What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Karma can be that. Karma can absolutely be that. But it can also be, I have found, a wonderful, wonderful friend. And, you know, quick story is that when I was growing up, when I was 16 to 18 years old, I was working on a golf course just outside of South Central Los Angeles. It's now called Chester Washington Golf Course. And it was a predominantly Black area. And one day I walk into the pro shop that I'm managing and I see this plastic bag, brown paper bag on the counter there. And I'm like, gosh, these guys. You see, one of the rules on the golf course at the time is no guns on the golf course. So these guys, seriously, these guys would check their guns in with me at the pro shop, and I would then stick them in the safe. So I come in from the bathroom, and I see this brown paper bag, and I'm like, God, you guys, don't leave your guns on the freaking counter. And so I go and pick up the brown paper bag, and I lift it up, and I'm like, this is not a gun. It was much lighter than a gun. So I kind of peek into it and I look into it and my eyes pop open and I counted $15,000 in cash and signed traveler's checks. It was clearly drug money. Now I'm a kid making $2.25 an hour at that time, right? $2.25.
As the manager.
Yeah, it was minimum wage. Yeah, but it was great as a kid. And so $2, you do the math with $15,000. I don't know how much that's worth today. But for a split second, I thought to myself, boy, my life could be really cool. But then I thought somebody's going to die. So it took me less than a quarter second to decide I'm just going to wait for this guy to come back to the pro shop. So sure enough, this kid comes running into the pro shop like he's got the devil himself running after him. And he looks at me in the doorway, and I look at him, and I just kind of nod to him. And I go back to the safe. I take the money. I give him, and he just grabs it and he just took off running. Not a thank you, nothing. And he didn't give me a $10 tip, nothing, right? $15,000.
$10 tip.
Right? Nothing, right? But of course I knew what was going on with him. So anyway, that episode of my life just kind of went away.
Right.
One day, a number of months later, I'm driving home with a buddy of mine from skiing. And we're driving down the Harbor Freeway through the middle of LA, and the tire goes out. And you hear that whole thing. And my buddy, and I said, pull over, Kel. His name was Kel. And instead of pulling over, he got off of the exit. And this is Slauson. And this was right in the middle of I'm sorry to say, but it was gang country back then.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm like, oh my God, why did you stay on the freeway? So anyway, he parks the car at the bottom of the off ramp where there's this gas station. It's 11 o'clock at night. There's nobody there. And I am scared to death. And so I get out of the car and lift up the hood of the car or go to the trunk and take out the stuff. And then this van drives up. It's a blacked out, huge van. The windows are blacked out, everything. And so I'm like, oh no, we're dead. And sure enough, the driver rolls down his window and he's this big, gigantic man with aviator sunglasses on at 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, oh my God. And then sure enough, the panel of this van opens up and there's six guys in it. And they're just sitting there looking at me and there's nobody else around. And I turned to my buddy and I said, Kel, we're dead. But they didn't move. They didn't get out of the van or anything. And so I slowly and deliberately, no fast moves or anything like that. I took out my lug wrench and I changed the tire. And I put everything away, and as I'm getting into the driver's seat to drive away, I look at the driver, and he just gives me one of these. Just one of those really quick nods, you know, where you snap your chin back.
Yeah, that's so a Chicago thing. Yeah.
Is it? And so, yeah, he just does that, and I just waved at him, and we were off. It wasn't until years later, that I was recounting both of those episodes and I realized, oh my gosh, those guys were there to make sure nothing bad happened to us. They might have saved our lives. They were our guardian angels that night.
Yeah, because you almost became a Law and Order episode.
Exactly. What happened to John in the middle of...
Yeah. I'm hearing the music in my head right now. It's like, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, the whole idea with this is that holy cow, you've got this experience, and I absolutely, positively, no question believe that episode with that $15,000 and my flat tire off the Harbor Freeway absolutely were related. And that's where I say karma can be a wonderful, wonderful friend. If you do bad things, karma can be that one thing. But if you do good things, I think karma can work for you that way too. And so
does that mean that these are the kinds of stories that we'll find on Finding Better?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Karma's all around us. I mean, this universal energy is real. I'm going to talk about that too. And so, but yeah, I thought that this, you know, being a new year, this would be a fun thing to share.
Amazing. How do people find out about Finding Better?
Well, you know, they can go to my YouTube channel. It's Finding Better Podcast. And they can also go to my website at johnsuzuki.com. And, you know, it's all about giving. It's all about giving. It's all about sharing. I believe that we're all here for a common purpose, and that is to make the world a better place than the day we landed on it. And, you know, a better you, a better me, a better us, it really does make the world better. So that's what we want to do with it.
I think it's amazing. But I have to tell you, you know, not knowing for sure if that kid who ran in was actually the kid for that money, you could have had an entirely different time if somebody else ran in 1 minute later.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. That's right. But I didn't think about that. But you know, now that you mentioned it, I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, no, but it's all good. It's all right, right? I mean, that would have been instant karma. That would have been instant karma.
But, I want to thank you for being our finding better expert and, you know, just coming, hanging out with us this month as we kick off the new year. You're amazing. I can't wait to see what we're going to talk about next month. And do me a favor, when you get a flat tire, pull over to the side of the road. Don't go into the gangland. What is wrong with you?
I wasn't driving. My buddy was driving.
All right. I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, Tigo.
Hey, everybody, I enjoyed that episode. I hope you did too. Karma truly is up sometimes, and it really can come back and do something great for you. So, you know, put your better foot forward, as my mother used to say back in the day, and keep that karma, the negative karma, away from you. All right, I'm Tigo, and you know what? I'll talk to you next time.